Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Nice Wednesday afternoon, getting ready for Juneteenth tomorrow. I'll be hosting the parade on television tomorrow. So I'll be down there bright and early. When they told me they're going to start cutting the streets off at 7:30 in the morning, I went, are you kidding me?
It's going to be a long day for you. Huh?
Are you kidding me? We'll talk about the street closures coming up for the parade tomorrow and what's going on with Juneteenth. It's all coming up this hour. But here's three important items you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Escambia County School Board voting 5-2 zip Tuesday night to remove 18 books that contain graphic descriptions and depictions of sexual conduct. The books will be removed from all school district media centers, classroom libraries, and recommended reading list. The school district has about 235 unresolved book challenges.
And 16 previously deported undocumented immigrants, including 9 in Northwest Florida, have been indicted by a federal grand jury for illegal reentry into the U.S. The cases are part of an Operation Take Back America, which is a nationwide initiative designed to stop illegal immigration. The penalty is a maximum of 2 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
All right, here's your third story today. Downtown road closures. Here we go. I told you I was going to tell you. They're in effect tomorrow for the annual MLK Juneteenth Day Parade. The parade rolls 10 a.m. Now, they moved. Usually these parades start about 11, but because of the heat factor, they moved it back to 10 o'clock. The float staging area and the parade route will close at 7:30 tomorrow morning, meaning if you have to get downtown to your office, you might want to think about alternative routes, especially if you get there usually after 7:30 in the morning. Something to think about, and you head to work tomorrow. Heavy parade and float traffic is expected between Wright and Main Streets, impacting Garden, Palafox, and Spring Streets. Street closures also extend out to Tarragona and DeVille Streets. Vehicles will, this is the part, Austin, where it hurts. Vehicles will be towed if found on the parade route or in the additional no parking zones after 7:30 a.m. Thursday morning, which means a nice hefty fine for you.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, 8 rehabilitated sea turtles were released yesterday at Topsail Hill Preserve State Park. The turtles were rehabbed at the Golfarium and have been cleared by their medical team. They included Kemp's Ridley sea turtles, a critically endangered species, one of which was fitted with a satellite tag. Officials say tracking that turtle will help scientists research the species' movements and behavior. Other turtles included loggerheads and green sea turtles. Turtles receiving care at the Golfarium can be seen if you visit the Golfarium Marine Adventure Park in Okaloosa County.
Nice day. Kind of a little, really exciting day aboard NAS Pensacola. The Navy's largest shore command has a new leader. Today, Rear Admiral Greg Huffman became the new skipper this afternoon. News Radio 92.3's Andrew McKay was live reporting from NAS Pensacola.
Yeah, so we're here on board NAS Pensacola at the Naval Aviation Museum, where we have just had a change of command ceremony for the Naval Education Training Command, NETSI, the largest shore command in the Navy, the only flag officer stationed in Santa Rosa or Escambia County, as you had Admiral Jeff Caesar Cherico was relieved by Rear Admiral Greg Capo Huffman. Capo recently was the commander of Carrier Strike Group 12, the Gerald Ford, the first deployment of that aircraft carrier. He brings a wealth of knowledge. He is a test pilot, lots of platforms that he's flown on, and he will be the new commanding officer of NETSI on board NAS Pensacola. Andrew McKay reporting from the Naval Aviation Museum for News Radio 92.3.
All right, and during that ceremony, each admiral, incoming and outgoing, read their orders.
I will now read my orders from the Chief of Naval Operations to Rear Admiral Jeffrey John Cherico, CNO Order 0468, when directed by reporting senior, detached from duty as Commander, Naval Education and Training Command, to the Director of Navy Staff.
I will now read my orders from the Chief of Naval Operations to Rear Admiral Gregory Huffman, Chief of Naval Operations Order 0365, when directed by reporting senior, detached from duty as Commander, Joint Task Force Micronesia, and report for duty as Commander, Naval Education and Training Command.
All right, and there you go. That's the way it sounded aboard NAS Pensacola just a couple of hours ago, just happening around 2 o'clock. NETC is responsible for recruiting, training, and developing sailors from street to fleet. The command oversees 24,000 military and civilian personnel worldwide. A lot of territory there.
Absolutely.
Sure is. Okay, 5:15, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still got some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And last major spot outside of those two is probably going to have to be I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. So we got a few dirty spots, but they're no different than what you expect this time every afternoon on your way home. Let's see, as for the weather, 87 degrees. Low of 77 tonight. Tomorrow, we're going to see some rainfall chances lingering throughout your Juneteenth. Hopefully, shouldn't result in anything too severe. Thursday's high is going to be 89 with a low of 78.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
We'll frame this story as never give up. It's a nice headline there.
Right.
Newcomer Florida Democrat who raised millions in a failed effort to win a special election for a congressional seat will now try to run for the U.S. Senate. Here we go. Eben Brown reports from Miami this afternoon.
Josh Wheel is a math teacher from the Orlando area who raised $15 million in a run for Congress during a special election earlier this year. He lost to Republican Randy Fine. Now, Wheel wants to take a shot at a U.S. Senate seat currently held by Republican Ashley Moody. Moody was appointed to fill that Senate role when Marco Rubio left to become Secretary of State. Moody is now required to seek election in 2026. Wheel would be a Democrat running in Florida, where a Democrat hasn't won a statewide election since 2018. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Tough gig. And a new report puts Florida's health system near the bottom nationwide. The Commonwealth Fund released its 2025 scoreboard earlier today. The foundation dedicates itself to independent research on health care issues and disparities. Factors include access and affordability, prevention and treatment, healthy lives, and racial and ethnic equality, among others. Florida ranked 39th on the list. Massachusetts was considered number one.
Okay, Florida Tax Watch released its 25 Budget Turkey Watch report. This is an annual review of the state's budget. This year's review of Florida's new $115 billion budget identifies 242 items totaling $416 million that qualify as budget turkeys. These are appropriations that violate established budget procedures. Three of those appropriations right here in Escambia County. They made the list. Health Transitional Research Institute facility, $1.6 million. Historic Pensacola, $125,000. And Family Arts Education Expansion over at Pensacola Little Theater, $646,000.
And in a ruling described as nightmarish, a federal appeals court has determined that Carnival Cruise Lines cannot be held liable for the sexual assault of a teenage passenger. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a previous decision from a U.S. district judge stating that the cruise line had no actual or constructive notice of the risk posed by the three boys involved. The teen was on a cruise with her parents when three teenage boys offered to walk her to her room. They stopped at one of the boys' rooms and she was sexually assaulted. The court said the incident was tragic, but Carnival could not have foreseen the assault and was not responsible.
Hey, tropical conditions in the Atlantic remain quiet as we enter the third week of the 2025 hurricane season. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirm no tropical cyclone activity is expected during the next 7 days.
519 on the dot here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever pray for spiritual and mental strength? Paul's prayer for the Ephesian believers was a prayer to strengthen their inner man. Let's pray his prayer right now and ask God to strengthen us in the same way. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, according to the riches of your glory, please allow us to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Father, thank you in advance for how you will strengthen our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the decision by Escambia County to sunset the Human Relations Commission, why there was drama over this conversation, and whether it might work out better in the end for people who have claims about discrimination in housing or employment. A pretty contentious topic. Actually read an opinion piece on the air and talked about it from somebody who has a degree in critical race theory, defending critical race theory and his degree. And Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves was here. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 5:23 News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. Federal Reserve officials expect the inflation rate to rise due to the tariffs. Edward Lawrence has more from Washington.
The Federal Reserve has held rates for the fourth meeting in a row. The Federal Reserve chairman is pointing to tariffs as the reason that he believes the inflation rate will rise to about 3%, what they're projecting. So we're hearing about how strong the economy remains with forecasts of a slowdown, seeing higher unemployment and forecasts of higher inflation. President Trump left wondering why rates are still at 4.25% to 4.5%. Now, the Fed chairman is saying the comments do not affect what he does in his job, again making the case that the uncertainty over tariffs is the reason that we're in this pause mode.
Okay, stocks, let's talk about that. Kind of works its way in here in business and letting you know about the Fed. You know, they held those rates today.
And, indeed, they did.
Yeah, Hillary Barsky has more on what happened with the markets.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing mixed after the Fed left interest rates unchanged at a range of 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed officials expect inflation to worsen in the coming months, but they still project two interest rate cuts by the end of this year. However, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says that the central bank needs to gain confidence that inflation is coming down before it can start cutting rates. He says there's a lot of uncertainty given tariff policies. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Visa, Salesforce, and Boeing. The Dow falling 44 points, the Nasdaq higher by 25, S&P 500 down 2. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. Just traffic and weather update brought to you by Indeed.com. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. You can start at Indeed.com/credit. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, and on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Worst looking spot outside of those two has got to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound. That's as you're approaching Highway 87. Speaking of 87, it's 87 degrees right now in Pensacola. Got a low of 77 tonight with some slight rainfall chances. Those chances are going to bleed into your Juneteenth Thursday, where the high will be 89 and the low 78.
Well, Midwest is not happy campers if you live in the Midwest, I should be saying that, because multiple rounds of dangerous weather set to slam parts of the Midwest. Mike Seidel, he's in Rosemont, Illinois this afternoon, filing this report for us.
Tornado watches are up this afternoon for most of the state of Indiana and a good chunk of Illinois. At Chicago's O'Hare Airport, already more than 500 flights have been delayed and 75 cancellations. No doubt those numbers will go up. The main threat with these storms in this part of the Midwest, straight line wind damage through this evening. Then that threat will move east. Areas that are already under a watch right now, a severe thunderstorm watch in effect currently for Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington for wind and hail. Well, guess what? Tomorrow afternoon and evening, with the heating of the day up and down I-95, look out for the threat of more storms, followed by a hot and sunny weekend for a change. In Rosemont, Illinois, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
And President Trump says he's meeting with his national security team today to discuss possible next moves in the Iran-Israel conflict. He huddled with his advisors yesterday, weighing possible U.S. offensive strikes against Iran. The president again said that they should have made a nuclear deal with the U.S. before Israel struck.
Okay, big day, and I want to pass this on. Karen Reed has been found not guilty of second-degree murder, manslaughter, in her retrial regarding the 2022 death of her Boston police officer boyfriend. Here's the latest from Beantown.
They have dispersed. There are some people who have stayed behind, obviously exhilarated by the verdict of not guilty for Karen Reed. A lot of these folks have been outside of the courtroom every single day, not only for this trial, but for the first trial that ended in a mistrial. Now, you talk to these folks and they'll tell you they really felt like this was a frame job. They felt like there was corruption involved at the highest level here in Canton, Massachusetts, but it extended beyond the local area. There are people here from New Jersey, Connecticut, Texas, North Carolina, who felt like this impacted them as well.
And a break-in is being reported at the home where a Minnesota state lawmaker was killed over the weekend. Melissa Hortman and her husband were shot to death early Saturday morning in Brooklyn Park, and police said that plywood used to cover the home was ripped off and a window was broken for someone to gain entry. Authorities said they don't believe anything was missing from the house and they're still looking for a suspect. Of course, Vance Belter is accused of killing the two, as well as shooting a state senator and his wife.
President Trump has a lot on his shoulders here this afternoon, weighing whether to assist Israel in its military campaign against Iran. Jackie Heinrich, she's at the White House with this report.
It seems like the president is trying to give every opportunity for a resolution to come to pass before any decision has to be made on whether the U.S. will get involved in this. Despite these denials from the Iranian mission to the U.N., the president insists that Iran is trying to negotiate. They want to come to the White House. He said it's been hard for them to get out of the country with all the bombs dropping, but he still has not closed the door on the potential for a meeting with them or a discussion with them. He also addressed a split within his base, a split over whether or not the U.S. should get involved, lest the U.S. be drawn into a war in the Middle East, something that he said on the campaign trail he would not do. But he also said, look, his position's been consistent for the last 20 years. It's very simple that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
And Americans being warned about traveling to Europe as anti-tourism activists have taken to the streets. Locals marched through the Capitol recently and used water guns on tourists. They're angry about what they see as over-tourism and the sharp rise of the local cost of living.
Forecasters at the NHC confirming tropical activity remains quiet in the Atlantic Basin. Different story out in the Pacific. The fifth named storm of the Pacific hurricane season is on track to approach southern Mexico by tonight.
Hurricane Eric would be the first named storm this year to make landfall on either coast. It's forecast to bring heavy rain, wind, and storm surge to Mexico's southern coast with mudslides possible, especially where there's steep terrain. Eric's expected to intensify and come close to or reach major hurricane status, at least a Category 3, by the time it approaches land. Acapulco's in the path. There are hurricane warnings from there in Guerrero State down the coast to Oaxaca. Up to 20 inches of rain are in the forecast. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Yeah, coming up in just about 5 minutes, we'll talk about the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup win and a lot of other sports information. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Israel and Iran training missile fire with speculation America might get involved given the U.S. military has the B-2 bombers capable of dropping the so-called bunker busters that could destroy the Fordow nuclear facility that's built inside a mountain. President Trump dismissing those claims, though.
No, it's just something that people talk about having. We're the only ones that have the capability to do it, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do it at all.
Iran's supreme leader saying he will not surrender. The jury's reached a verdict in Karen Reed's murder retrial in Dedham, Massachusetts. She was found not guilty on charges of second-degree murder and manslaughter, which resulted in the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe. Reed addressing supporters as a free woman after the verdict.
No one has fought harder for justice for John O'Keefe than I have and my team.
Reed was found guilty by the jury on charges of operating a vehicle while under the influence. America's listening to Fox News.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
You're great at protecting your personal information. You might even use things like two-factor authentication and strong passwords. But as much as you try to control how your info is protected, there are other places that also have it, and they may not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed, or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. If Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
When I see the price of you, babe, I don't want to grow up. I don't ever want to be that way.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Escambia County School Board voted 5-0 Tuesday night to remove 18 books that contain graphic descriptions and depictions of sexual conduct. The books will be removed from all school district media centers, classroom libraries, and recommended reading lists. The school district has about 235 unresolved book challenges.
All right, number two, 16 previously deported undocumented immigrants, including 9 right here in Northwest Florida, have been indicted by a federal grand jury for illegal entry, illegal re-entry into the U.S. The cases are part of Operation Take Back America, which is a nationwide initiative designed to stop illegal immigration. The penalty is a max of 2 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. Downtown road closures in effect tomorrow for the annual MLK Day Parade. The parade rolls at 10 a.m. The float staging area and parade route will close at 7:30 a.m. Heavy parade and float traffic is expected between Wright and Main Streets, impacting Garden, Palafox, and Spring Streets. Street closures also extend out to Tarragona and DeVillers Street. So a lot of names here to keep track of. Vehicles will be towed if found on the parade route or in the additional no parking zones after 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Morning.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Cats win the cup again.
Markov puts it across. Empty net scores. Hat-trick goal for Sam Reinhart. His first ever in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Sam Reinhart with the goal to call on Sportsnet. Reinhart added another empty netter. His fourth goal of the game. Game 6, the Stanley Cup final. The Panthers, they knock off the Edmonton Oilers 5-1. It's the second straight year Florida beat Edmonton. The last team to win back-to-back cups, also from Florida. The Tampa Bay Lightning did it in 2020 and 2021. Florida's Sam Bennett, who led the NHL in playoff goals, he captures the Conn Smythe Trophy, handed out to the playoff MVP. Major League Baseball, right now, the New York Yankees, they can't buy a run. They haven't scored in 29 innings. For the second straight night in the Bronx, the Angels shut out the Yankees, this time 4-0. But Yankee manager Aaron Boone, he's not worried about his team's ice-cold bats.
That is what we are. We are one of the best offenses in the league, and had a tough few days.
The Bronx Bombers have lost 5 in a row overall. By the way, they've never been shut out in 4 straight games in their storied history. Both of New York's baseball teams, well, they stink right now. The Mets have lost 4 in a row. They blew a 4-1 lead in Atlanta in the 8th inning. The Braves go on to win in 10, 5-4. Andy Pages with 2 home runs as the Dodgers beat the rival Padres 8-6. Javi Baez dialing long distance twice, a pair of home runs. Tigers recorded their league-high 47th win, 7-3 over the Pirates. Blue Jays with a walk-off win over the Diamondbacks. Other winners, the Cardinals, the Reds, the Guardians, the Orioles, the Royals, the Mariners, the Astros, the Marlins, the Rockies, and the Cubs. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports Podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Well, former NFL receiver Henry Ruggs says he would love to play football again after serving time for a fatal DUI crash. At a Hope for Prisoners event in Las Vegas, he apologized to the family of 23-year-old Tina Tinter, who was killed in the 2021 accident. Ruggs played for the Raiders from 2020 to 2021. He pleaded guilty in 2023 to felony DUI, resulting in death and misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter. He said he's not seeking forgiveness, but added that he's in a newfound spiritual space. He's eligible for parole in August of next year.
Let's talk about the Wahoos this afternoon. Why don't we?
Yeah,
why not? They're back playing 500 ball. They're now 32-32 in the 2025 season. Pensacola lost to Montgomery on Tuesday. It was 4-3. The Wahoos are home once again tonight. It is game 2 of a 6-game series against the Biscuits. First pitch will go out at 6:05. Well, we're talking about baseball. Let's go to the sad side of the equation here. Professional baseball player is dead following a jet ski crash here in Florida. Frank Lanza has the report.
Baltimore Orioles minor leaguer Luis Guevara passing away from injuries sustained in a jet ski crash in Lido Key, Florida. The State Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says 2 jet skis with 2 people each on board collided head-on Sunday, sending all 4 riders into the water. Guevara, a native of Venezuela, was only 19 years old. Orioles general manager Mike Elias releasing a statement saying Luis was a beloved member of our organization, and we are devastated following his tragic passing. The investigation into the accident is continuing. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And lastly here, we were telling you just earlier this week that Tyrese Halliburton didn't plan to miss the next game of the NBA Finals with any injury whatsoever, but the Pacers are preparing to play without him anyway. That's according to Coach Rick Carlisle, who shared the update with a local Indianapolis radio show this morning. Halliburton's been dealing with a lower right leg injury throughout the championship series, so it's a matter of he said, he said, as far as whether that fellow will play.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute. Tonight is game 4 of the NBA Finals. If the Pacers actually win the NBA championship, they will be the least thought of NBA champion of all time. With no discernible superstar, arguably their coach along with their point guard are their 2 most popular players and people in the organization. I don't know how Indiana is going to pull this off, but if they do, expect no one to recognize them. I'm Gresh.
Tune in.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BEACH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fed incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BEACH to 42424. That's BEACH to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 541. News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks a lot for taking us home with you today. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is alert and recovering after being rushed to a Washington, D.C. hospital on Tuesday.
Jeez.
Jeff Manasso has the report.
It was an allergic reaction that led to the hospitalization Tuesday of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, out of an abundance of caution. That from a DHS spokesperson who tells Fox News that Noem is alert and on the mend, following precautionary medical attention at George Washington University Hospital, where the 53-year-old is accompanied by her security detail. Right now, no word on what Noem reacted to. She's been among the more high-profile members of President Trump's cabinet as she helps lead the administration's mass deportation efforts. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And a federal judge ruling against the Trump administration cuts to National Institutes of Health grants. Reagan-appointed Judge William Young declared the cuts illegal and void and ordered many of the grants to be restored. He said the cuts represent racial discrimination and discrimination against the LGBT community. Young added that he would be blind to call it out, and that's his he would be blind not to call it out, and that is his duty to do so. And
okay.
He said he's never seen government racial discrimination like that before.
It makes sense to me. Okay, want to sleep better? Maybe Lisa Brady can help you.
This is House Call for Health. Researchers from Columbia University and the University of Chicago found eating more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains is beneficial for better sleep. The study measured sleep fragmentation, or how often someone wakes up or shifts into lighter sleep. Results show those who ate more produce and healthy carbohydrates had better quality sleep at night. Researchers say eating 5 cups of fruits and vegetables a day could improve sleep quality by 16% compared to eating none. You can find more on the study at UChicagoMedicine.org, or for more health news, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And COVID-19 cases increasing in some parts of California due to a new, highly contagious variant called Nimbus. The variant linked to severe throat pain, often described as razor blade throat. While this term is new, the extreme sore throats have been reported before. The Nimbus variant has been rising since May in California and now accounts for about 55% of current cases in the state. That's up from just 2% in April.
We're hearing more about those synthetic dyes. Got a story here I need to pass on to you. More foods will be produced without synthetic dyes. It's a good news here. Jenny Casola has the story for us.
Another major food producer is eliminating artificial colors from its products. General Mills, maker of Cheerios, Betty Crocker, Bisquick, Pillsbury, and other brands, says 85% of its products already don't include the colors. Synthetic dyes will be removed from the rest of its foods by the end of 2027. And all foods served in U.S. K-12 schools will be free of artificial colors by next summer. However, nearly all of those products are already made without the dye. Kraft Heinz is also eliminating artificial colors from its foods, though 90% of its products already don't include them. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Well, we're talking about health issues here this afternoon. It's not quite a vaccine to prevent HIV, but it's being called the next best thing. Jill Nato reports FDA regulators have approved a new drug to fight the virus.
Lenacapavir by drug maker Gilead Sciences is the world's only twice-a-year shot to prevent HIV. Researchers say the drug nearly eliminated new infections in two large studies of people at high risk, and it was found to be more effective than daily preventative pills that they can forget to take. No word yet on how much the drug is going to cost, but demand is expected as there are more than 30,000 new HIV infections in the U.S. each year. The drug is already sold to treat HIV under the brand name Sunlenca. The prevention dose will be sold under a different name, Yeztugo. Jill Nato, Fox News.
5:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at our weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some on I-10. That's going to be if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather on a local scale, 87 degrees, low of 77 tonight with some slight rainfall chances. Those are going to bleed into your Juneteenth Thursday where it will be a high of 89 and a low of 78.
Earlier this hour, I was mentioning to you about the bad weather in the Midwest and something to be aware of. Yet more severe weather is expected for parts of the Midwest and out east. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest Fox weather forecast.
Another round of strong to severe thunderstorms today with a focus on the Midwest and lower Great Lakes. Tomorrow, the risk shifts towards the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. Be prepared for large hail, damaging winds, hail, and even tornadoes will be possible. Fire weather concerns continue for the West, the Rockies, and Central High Plains, where dry, breezy conditions along with high heat will make for a potentially dangerous setup for fires. The heat also going to be a story across the East as we head into the weekend and early next week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Okay, flights to a major resort are being canceled and delayed as a nearby volcano erupts. More continuing weather information here to pass on. Jonathan Savage has those details.
Mount Lewatobi Laki Laki is one of Indonesia's most active volcanoes. It's spewing ash more than 7 miles into the sky. It means dozens of flights to the popular resort island of Bali have been delayed or even cancelled. Air India, Air New Zealand, Singapore Airlines and Virgin Australia among the airlines affected. There are no reports yet of any injuries, but people near the volcano are being advised to wear masks to protect themselves from inhaling volcanic ash. There are also warnings of dangerous mudslides if heavy rain arrives. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Amazon-owned autonomous vehicle startup Zoox today opening a sprawling new manufacturing facility in San Francisco. The company will use the site to increase its robo-taxi fleet significantly. The facility is currently producing one robo-taxi a day, but Zoox says it expects to accelerate production over the coming year with full-scale capacity to eventually reach 10,000 a year or three a day. U.S. Steel shares stopped trading on the New York Stock Exchange early this morning after Japan's Nippon Steel acquired the iconic industrial company. The exchange notifying the SEC yesterday that the company's shares would be removed from listing. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed. Like the Dow fell 44 points, the S&P 500 off the pace by one, and the NASDAQ gained 25. Crude oil futures for July falling today below $75 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, it's 5:48. Afternoon slipping by on us here, Austin. At first, it was a match made in technology heaven, but it seems to have soured today. Well, here's Madison Allworth explaining how the relationship between OpenAI and Microsoft may be falling apart.
OpenAI and Microsoft have been working together for years, but now OpenAI could be looking to create space for Microsoft in order to pursue a conversion into a for-profit company. Microsoft was one of the first investors in the company, having invested $13 billion through the years. According to the Wall Street Journal, negotiations between the companies have gotten so bad that OpenAI has even considered going to the FTC with antitrust complaints over their behavior in the partnership. But Microsoft shared a joint statement to Fox Business, saying they are confident in the partnership continuing into the future. In New York, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
And Hillsborough County Commissioners officially repealing the HOPE Affordable Housing Act. Today's 5-2 decision follows an identical vote last month and ends the county's $10 million annual commitment to affordable housing projects and support services. Supporters of the repeal say the funds are better spent on public safety, while critics argue the county is abandoning local aid for families in need.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order this week extending China's timeline to sell TikTok to an American company. Tom Rigotti's in. He has more for us.
The president telling reporters aboard Air Force One Tuesday that he'd probably extend the deadline again. Trump says he believes Chinese President Xi Jinping will ultimately approve a deal to divest TikTok's business to the U.S. He signed an order in April to keep TikTok going for 75 days after a potential deal to sell the app to American owners fell through. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt released a statement saying this next extension will last 90 days, which will help ensure that a deal is closed. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
All right. And Dallas officials getting an earful after allowing a music video shoot yesterday afternoon on the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. Social media posts showed Shaboozy making a video with Dallas rapper Big X the Plug. That's Chris's favorite. The eastbound lanes of the bridge were shut down during the school while westbound traffic backed up as drivers slowed down to see what was happening. Some fans said they were excited to see the collaboration on the bridge while others criticized its use during rush hour. The police department said the city's Office of Special Events approved the use of the bridge for the shoot.
You know, I see a great campaign in the development stage of local businesses here in America saying, don't take your money overseas. They don't want you. Mm. And what I'm getting at here is protests breaking out in multiple European countries over a surge in tourism. They're actually saying to these tourists, go home.
Yeah.
We don't want you. They're shooting them with water guns, things like that. Anyway, Ashley Webster all over this story for us today.
It is the biggest coordinated anti-tourism protest in Spain, Portugal, and Italy in the region's history. The angry locals say their cities, culture, and way of life is being ruined. The latest demonstrations span Barcelona, Mallorca, Ibiza, Malaga, San Sebastian, Lisbon, Granada, Genoa, Naples, Palermo, Milan, and Venice. A lot. One protester in Lisbon says mass tourism is making life miserable.
And the number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims dropped last week, landing on a number that was basically in line with what most analysts had expected. The Labor Department says it received 245,000 initial requests for benefits in the week ending June 14th. That's down some 5,000 from the previous week. Just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll have some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour. Stick around.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15, right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
5:55, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. This is, I have to say, this is kind of my favorite part of the day, the late afternoon. Maybe, you know, good idea if you maybe just want to relax today, head over to the beach, take your lawn chair, beach chair over there, and watch that sunset. Beautiful afternoon going for us. Thanks for having us on, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. It is 5:55, and Austin Price has a look at our weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Not too much going on. Do have some minor backups still on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And got some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Last major spots, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. All of those areas should hopefully diminish their congestion some sooner rather than later. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 87 degrees right now. Low of 77 tonight. Going to have some slight rainfall chances that will linger around on your Juneteenth Thursday, where the high will be 89 with a low of 78.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, interesting story here to roll out. Tyler Perry is accused of sexual assault in a brand new lawsuit. Michelle Polino comes back, has the details for us.
Tyler Perry is facing a $260 million lawsuit from actor Derek Dixon, who accuses the media mogul of sexual harassment and assault. Dixon, who appeared on Ruthless and The Oval, claims Perry made repeated unwanted advances, including in 2021, where Perry allegedly pinned him to a wall, groped him, and climbed into bed with him during a visit to Perry's home. The lawsuit filed Friday in Los Angeles alleges a pattern of Perry using his power to exploit male actors. Text included in the suit show sexually suggestive messages claiming to be sent by Perry. Perry's lawyer said, "We are confident these claims of fabricated harassment will fail," and said Perry will not be shaken down. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the grandmother of Ariana and Frankie Grande is dead at 99. Known to them as Nona, Marjorie Grande's death was announced by her daughter Joan on Instagram yesterday. Frankie Grande gave his grandmother an emotional tribute online, saying that he can feel her watching over him. Last year, she appeared on the Ariana Grande song Ordinary Things, making her the oldest artist to ever chart on the Billboard Hot 100.
You know, we mentioned to you just a few minutes ago about that bad weather up north and moving into the northeast Pennsylvania. Well, West Virginia as well. West Virginia got smacked pretty hard with these rain showers. Well, a large group of Girl Scouts was rescued from sudden flash floods. This happened in Pennsylvania yesterday. Carmen Roberts has that story.
A Girl Scout day of fun turned dangerous when more than 2 inches of rain fell in just a few hours in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. The surprise onslaught of rain triggered flash flooding and stranded more than 100 Girl Scouts and volunteers in a cabin. But rescue crews arrived quickly and guided the girls through receding floodwaters using ropes, life jackets, and helmets. Allegheny police say everyone made it out safely with no injuries, and maybe that will earn the Scouts badges for bravery. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial in New York City being adjourned until Friday due to a sick juror. The judge said that the trial cannot go on today because one of the 12 jurors has vertigo. This after another juror was dismissed earlier this week over issues related to his residency. Court will be dark Thursday for the Juneteenth holiday, so the trial will resume Friday when former Diddy personal assistant Brendan Paul is expected to take the stand.
Well, Tom Cruise, pretty happy guy this afternoon. He's finally getting his Oscar. Here's the latest.
35 years after his first nomination, Tom Cruise is finally getting an Oscar, an honorary one. He'll be joined by choreographer Debbie Allen and production designer Wynn Thomas at this year's Governor Awards. Dolly Parton will receive the Jean Herschel Humanitarian Award for her charitable work in literacy and education. The 62-year-old Cruise has been nominated 4 times, but never won. Academy President Janet Yang praised his incredible commitment to our filmmaking community. Allen has been the choreographer for 7 Oscar ceremonies, and Thomas is known for his work with Spike Lee and On a Beautiful Mind. Parton, a 2-time song nominee, is being honored for her decades of philanthropy. The awards will be presented in November. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right. And also, chef and host on the Food Network, Ann Burrell, is dead at the age of 55. The news was announced by the network, who says she died Tuesday morning in her New York home. She hosted Worst Cooks in America and appeared on several other network shows dating back to 2005. No cause of death has been announced.
Okay, the good thing we're talking about today, forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirming tropical activity remains quiet in the Atlantic Basin. No activity expected in the next 7 days. And if you're an ice cream lover, listen up. Breyers Ice Cream recalling Rocky Road. The flavor was mislabeled and placed in a chocolate truffle package. The product poses a threat for those with an almond allergy. Breyers is warning consumers with almond allergies, the ice cream could run the risk of a severe and life-threatening reaction.
I mean, yeah, if you're a big Rocky Road fan or a big truffle fan.
Okay. Coming up, 12 minutes, we're going to have more news for you on News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.